RadioMD. RadioMD.com.
Melanie Cole welcomes Dr. Holly Lucille with our regular feature, Inherently You. Now back to Melanie and Dr. Holly.
In this over-medicated world that we're in, there are plenty of things that you can do that are better for health and healing than just resorting to medications. And of course, Dr. Holly Lucille, naturopathic physician, is here to tell us what those are and what an amazing field natural medicine is, the power of healing that sort of natural products and things can give us. It is amazing. So Dr. Holly, let's talk about some of those.
All right, so first of all, this is my profession. I'm a naturopathic doctor, licensed to practice primary care in the state of California. However, just do things a little bit more, in my opinion, naturally. Like, I think through things, identify and treat the cause. First, do no harm. And it's interesting because, you know, I think that certainly in the United States, health, there's no money in wellness. You know, if you're sick, there's a lot of money for big pharma, for insurance companies. We all know that. And there starts to be this little turf war that happens, and I'm just going to make this brief because, you know, it's like, oh, well, that doesn't have any, it's not FDA approved or there's no evidence. Well, first of all, the FDA approved medications used appropriately and prescribed appropriately, including over the counter medications, are the fourth to fifth leading cause of death in the United States, and it has been that way for decades. Okay, so FDA approval doesn't mean that it's safe at all. And second of all, my friends over at Green Med, and so let me tell you something, are dredging up the National Library of Medicine's 23 million citation deep. I mean, 23 million citation deep, indicating not only the value of natural substances in disease prevention and treatment, but sometimes their clear superiority versus drugs that are prescribed for the same condition. So that's huge. This is evidence-based natural ingredients.
Wow. And how do people, because it is a big world of those things, evidence-based natural ingredients. We see this word natural, and it doesn't necessarily mean that they are, but how do we know what we're getting?
Well, so, you know, one of the most important things is you have to realize that your body, first of all, sometimes it will, let's just back up. Your body has an innate ability to heal itself, no matter what. It is wanting to always come back into balance. It is going to work on your behalf. Sometimes it's just about obstacles to cure. So doing nothing, first of all, you don't need to take anything sometimes to stimulate your body's innate self-healing abilities, right? Doing nothing, including watchful waiting, can even accomplish favorable results. Now, you ask, like, how do you know where you can get good evidence-based natural medicine? Well, I'm going to go through some of these. You can always go to greenmedinfo.com, and also, to find a licensed naturopathic doctor like myself, you can go to naturopathic.org, and there's a feature called Find an ND. But let's talk about a couple of these studies. I mean, dietary changes. Dietary changes versus high-dose steroid use for Crohn's disease. Now, steroids are amazing medications. They can get the job done, and certainly in an acute way. Chronic steroid use, the risk-benefit ratios for the different side effects, forget about. But this was a study, dietary changes. So an elemental diet is as effective as high-dose steroid treatment in improving Crohn's disease activity in children. I mean, that is absolutely amazing. Two of the studies found similar results in adults with mild to moderately active Crohn's disease. This is just about dietary changes. You don't need to be on high-dose steroids. Melanie, that stuff is huge.
Huge. And as somebody who knows plenty of people with Crohn's disease, I want them to hear what it is that you're saying. Now, one of the bigger points I want to make sure we have time to mention is anxiety. I mean, they call it Prozac Nation, right, for a reason. Xanax, Prozac, there's just so many of them out there now for anxiety. And I'm not talking about real, true clinical depression, because, of course, that is a clinical situation. But when you're talking about the worry factor, the stress factor, and then we just look to these things to calm our nerves. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, I still feel like it's a risk-benefit ratio, and the risk for long-term use far outweigh the benefits, and you're not getting to the root cause. So look at this, hypnosis versus Valium for anxiety. This is a study. Hypnosis during embryo transfer is as effective as diazepam, so that's Valium, in terms of pregnancy ratio and anxiolytic effects with fewer side effects. Just the simple art of hypnosis, the science of hypnosis, yoga as well, yoga technique versus antidepressant drugs for depression. There's a certain type of yoga that includes rhythmic breathing, okay? So it's all about taking in that breath, right? Was found superior to the drug enepamine in the treatment of depression. That's an old antidepressant. I mean, that's huge. There's so much study, clinical evidence-based. There's a yogic intervention versus drug treatment for irritable bowel syndrome. Posing and breathing exercise were found superior to conventional treatment in diarrhea prominent IBS. That makes so much sense to me because the only organ system that is innervated from your nervous system is your gut. And a lot of times with digestive disturbances and things like IBS, it is completely linked to anxiety, depression, and that's completely linked to how we are responding to the world. So,
wow.
What's really important, what's really important is that you can breathe, you can move your body, and there's so many things that are less invasive that you can do that are just as effective or superior to the medications being doled out every single day.
Okay, so another one I want to make sure to hit is sleep. Ambien, oh my God. I mean, people are just going crazy for these sleep meds. And then we hear that melatonin can help you sleep. And then you discuss reflexology, which people don't even know what that is.
Okay, so reflexology, so this is actually a study done on foot reflexology versus drug treatment for insomnia. Foot reflexology, and this is being able to push on pressure points on the bottom of your foot. And you can find a map, even on the internet, if you just Google foot reflexology. It was found, so using this technique of foot reflexology, there's a wooden needle technique. So you're not puncturing the skin. It's not like acupuncture. You're using a wooden needle. Was found, get this, superior to the drug alprazolam in the treatment of insomnia. Insomnia is huge. Your day starts the night before, Melanie, and if you don't get a good night's sleep, your day is in the crapper as well. This is taking your foot and pushing on pressure points. Unbelievable evidence right there.
Absolutely.
And it's cheap. You need a wooden needle. And it's going to give you your day boosted and full of restorative cellular processes that make your mood, that make your productivity, that make your relationships, your finances, I guarantee you, everything better.
Wow. What, you know, I mean, it is amazing to make statements like that, and you certainly are the expert because you've been studying natural medicine, for naturopathic medicine, for so long. And when people look, I like that you mentioned exercise for so many things because we're learning more and more that yoga, exercise, meditation, stress relief are all, they all can help reduce our risk of cancers and heart disease. And so wrap it up for us in this all natural world that, that you understand so well versus the medicated world. Give us your best.
Well, listen, there's value in all systems of medicine and there are choices out there, but I want people to take their power back, be your own primary care provider, primarily in charge of providing care for yourself. And listen, I understand that we are in a system of medicine where it's insurance-based and it's conventional Western reductionistic, but please know there are times where you can say, thank you for your opinion. I'd like to get a second one, get second opinions. Try to build a team of practitioners with your family, with yourself, maybe that include a more natural-minded doctor, and ask for, even with it, don't let the sensationalism of either one of those industries take your health away from you. You make sure you pull that power back, make good informed decisions, ask good questions, and make sure it feels good in your bones that what you're doing, that recommendation, that what you're taking, all right? And know that if you first do no harm, the least invasive method to diagnose and treat first is really the way to go.
Wow, absolutely beautiful put by Dr. Holly today. Such important information. We need to look to the world around us because it's there. It's out there for us. You just have to know where to look and who to talk to if you have questions. And of course, you're getting that great information with Dr. Holly Lucille right here on RadioMD.com. Inherently You. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. Holly. Stay well.